Great, appreciate very good. Really enjoyed the session. Well, what I like to do today is my two objectives is one, I like to talk to you of why I'm spending some time, you know, working with Gibson, and I would like to share with you some of my observations rather than results. I would like to call those observations, okay? Do I press this? Or because I'm really bad about... Okay, I got it. First, I'd like to talk about what is gypsum. Gypsum is a calcium sulfate mineral. It's a salt, calcium sulfate. It can have some water, you know, or can be an anhydrate, like it is shown there. Where is gypsum coming from? It can be mined. There are some geological deposits. And one of the issues associated with mined gypsum is can be a mix. It's not very pure, but there is a lot of variability there. There is also phosphor gypsum associated with the production of phosphor fertilizer in Florida, and there, of course, there are issues with radon, radioactive material. Then there is synthetic gypsum, and as you notice in my the title of my presentation, it says FGD gypsum. FGD stands for a flue gas desulfurization. It is really it's a byproduct of coal burning plants. What happened is, you know, these coal burning plants, they have a sulfur oxide emissions, so they use lime to trap that sulfur. So when you mix the lime with the sulfur, that you make basically calcium sulfate, which is gypsum. The issues associated with this procedure is, depending on the source of your gypsum, there might be a little bit of mercury there, but I don't think that it is really a main issue. I think there's been some work and I think that in reality is not, I don't think it is a big issue anyway. The thing about this source of gypsum is that is the purity. It can be as high as 98% calcium sulfate. So we are talking about, 18% sulfur. So it can be a really good source of sulfur fertilizer. Why working with gypsum? Well, you know, we know about it, you know. In fact, if you look, it's not hard to find published papers. You know, Darrell Norton, it talks about the use of soil amendments to prevent crusting. Gypsum is a well-known anti-crusting agent. You know, our soils there in the Delta, they may have 60-70% silt, you know, so they crust really bad, okay? And we know what the problems associated with those are. I mean, poor emergence, poor water infiltration. So there is, it's not hard to find. If you look at Isaac Chamber of other people, it's not hard. If you look at Bill Miller there in Georgia, you know, Glenn probably know that. I mean, gypsum increases water infiltration, so Soil Science Society of America, I mean, okay. There is, and of course we all know Malcolm, and you know he made a career working on gypsum, and of course he's done a lot of everything that you need to know about gypsum, you ask him. And so, okay, gypsum reduces aluminum toxicity, so there is that information. But in reality, it is not hard to find published research, but the thing is, I mean, okay, so when it comes to a farmer, is it going to save water? Really, I mean, if he uses gypsum. I mean, if, you know, in Arkansas, we do a lot of hill drop because of crust, okay? So are farmers going to be able to save a seed? A farmer told me, Leo, if I were to use one less seed per hill, I'll save $100,000 in my operation. You know, seed cost is really high. And also, it's not really the cost, but this risk associated. I mean, if you know, it's not just the price of seed, but the timing. You know, if you had to replant cotton, I mean, you lose an opportunity there. So, I mean, if gypsum works, really, so, I mean, that would be it is a good alternative. So, this is, and I actually have this figure actually before. This is a power plant in Arkansas. This is really a small power plant, and the plan is for them to produce 125,000 tons per year of this material. I visited a plant like a month ago in Indiana. They produce only 2.3 million tons per year. So the drywall industry is one of their main users, cement industry, they use a lot, but I mean, agriculture in the Midwest, actually, they use quite a bit of gypsum, and in reality, it's in agriculture, and I feel like we have actually more conducive conditions, you know. Soils very low in organic matter, that's why they cross, have very high soil content, and alpha soils, and I know that's what when I talk about the results of this study, I'll bring back that the reason why we really need to know what type of soils we have, and something very interesting. Anyways, so let me talk, and again, rather than results, let me talk about observations. Our original objective, again, was to look at the potential for gypsum to reduce sulfate crossing. Again, this is a hill drop. I mean, you can see from there that there is no organic matter. This soil is already crusted. This is one of my studies. You see, this soil was crusted. We had to run their rotary tiller to break that crust. So that was the original objective. Okay. So, we tried to do rainfall simulation studies to look at that, but it's really hard to try to quantify crusting. But right now I'd like to show you this study site. This is more or less an 80-acre field. These are the treatments. Actually, we had a half a ton per acre there, treatment two. The plots were 24 rows wide by around 500 feet. We are basically concentrating in this side of the field, replicated three times. Applying the material by itself is quite a task, you know, because it can cake, and you need to make sure it is well calibrated too. So we have, I guess, work a little bit around that. So we're fairly confident that we can do it. I know gypsum is also applied, like in Georgia and Alabama, they like to use it in peanuts as a fertilizer. But in our case, no, I mean, we have issues with sulfur, but I feel still that if we're going to use it, needs to be. Farmers are not going to mess with 300 pounds of gypsum. If we're going to use it, it has to be for as an amendment. What we've done, and this is one of the issues when you try to do a field scale. We look, you know, we have monitored the moisture content, soil moisture patterns, and this is what we use, decagons, and we have sensors installed at 6 and 15 inches. This, what you see there, costs around $750 a piece. So you wonder, okay, I mean, if I put, how many sensors do we put per plot? I mean, one? How many are enough? One, two? Well, you had three reps times three, nine. So you see, pretty soon it gets very expensive. So trying to quantify this becomes an issue. We have like one on every plot, and so you wonder. I mean, is this really representative what we are doing? So we are trying to find ways to, maybe look from, maybe use GPR, ground penetrating radar. We look at other options, maybe use thermal imaging, because we are interested too on water right now. So we've been monitoring moisture. We look at the crust, but we haven't really seen much because we haven't applied the gypsum at the right time. You know, haven't been able to replicate on a rainfall simulator. And that's been something that, you know, it's been a very good learning educational experience. when you work with amendments, no, it's not fertilizer, it's not insecticides, you know, that you spray a bug, you kill it, you're done. Or, you know, you have a nitrogen deficiency, you apply nitrogen, you see a response, you're done. Now, this is amendments. So it is a process. You're trying to change, you know, a system. And so that's something we need to get into our minds. Well, our results, no significant effects during 2007, 2008. And by no significant, I mean we didn't see any different in at this point, we were looking more at infiltration. You know, I mean, do we see any differences in water infiltration? Because I don't know what else we could look at. Yields, I'm not interested in yields because why should we get higher yields? You know? Anyways, I'm interested in, again, we know that it certainly increases water infiltration. So, I mean, at the field scale, I mean, it's actually happening. I mean, it may happen at a small scale, it's good, but we are interested really at, you know, on a field scale, okay? I mean, I can prove that it's a statistical significant difference, but that, I'm not, you know, I couldn't care less. I'm interested in whether or not results in water savings. Well, those are our results, but during the 2009 season, we saw the following. For instance, and this is, you know, the plots were in the same location every year. So this is what you're seeing there is, this is the first irrigation. You see, this is the moisture content. This is moisture content volumetric, and this is time. And you see, this is how it was going. So the plants go into water stress, and then he watered. And this is average too, okay? So this is not the point, this is average. And the farmer obviously stopped that decreasing trend on the control, but it, you know, looks like he probably had to water pretty soon, but you see the difference between where we applied by this time we had applied 6 tons on that per acre, equivalent to 6 tons per acre. And this is during the first irrigation. Well, again, this is an average. I mean, is this an artifact of where we put our sensors? Maybe not, okay. Okay, this is, well, this is another, you see, look at the trends. This is after a rain, I think. You see, this is the 2 ton per acre, you see. You see a lot more moisture accumulated. Again, this is moisture content and depth compared to the where we put that with the check. I mean, is that trend meaningful? I don't know, but it's consistent. Okay. Now, you know, again, so what's the next best thing to do? Well, just get your guys to dig a hole and see, I mean, if you see something. I don't know. I don't know if it's clear to you, but you see, these are the same field. Do you notice any difference in color between this and here? I mean, I don't know. I mean, but it was fairly clear that there was a lot more water in the soil profile where you had applied the gypsum compared to the controls. Okay, you see, so I don't know. I mean, so you start digging around and you see that's consistent. So you see, and you have those. This is not where we had the moisture loggers, of course. So okay, that's encouraging. Now, I also noticed this, okay? Well, you see, this is around 1815, the soil probe that we had placed, you know, 15, 18 inches deep. And this is like the 5-7 inches. So of course, water here is a lot more variable. And well, how come the plants are under water stress and this is totally saturated down there? You see the plants are water, how come? So then we go back to the idea, I mean, this is alpha salts. There is a frangipane there. And what happened when most of our alpha salts What's true about the subsoil of the sulfur salts? Any guesses? Well, I remember something. So we went ahead and took soil samples, you know, deep soil samples. And guess what? Look at the pH, okay? pH on the top, you know, very good, 6.5. But as you went down to that frangipane, of course, pH is 4 there. Of course, we know, you know, aluminum and roots are not going to grow down there. So, of course, you know, roots are not scavenging. I mean, can we apply lime? Lime is going to move, you know. You know, lime moves, but it's not going to move down there because it's very insoluble, but gypsum will. So, and this, of course, was done after the fact. This was done early in the year. And we collected soil samples, and again, look for aluminum concentration. Sure enough, look at the concentration of the 2 molar KCl at the 12 to 18, 254 parts per million. Was the threshold for aluminum based on hailing scene in Oklahoma? Threshold is 25, okay? Roots will not grow, wheat roots, and you know, cotton roots are not going to grow down there. So, this is the check, okay? So what about where we had applied gypsum? Again, these are replicated. I mean, this is average of 3 reps, okay? So you can see here, I mean, of course, pH here is good, so you don't see any difference. The blue is where we applied gypsum at 2 tons per acre, and yellow is where we apply a ton per acre, a significant decrease in aluminum. Okay, so what? Well, guess what? We went back to dig, and you see this on the check. You see the roots are only growing down there, okay? And when you look in more detail, guess which ones came from the control? And I know, okay, this is not a replicated, but we did, you know, pull quite a few. And when you look at average, there was a significant difference on that, okay? So it looks like there is something going on there. Again, this was not the original objective of the study, but, you know, as we learned, that we realized there are opportunities down there. So in summary, I mean, there are some other issues like magnesium, potassium. You see, if you apply a lot of gypsum, of course, by mass action, you are going to may kick the potassium out of the exchange site, may kick the magnesium out of the exchange site. But summary, during the first 2 years of the study, no obvious trends. Water infiltration appeared to have increased by the third year, and they certainly have reduced aluminum solubility. What we are going to do next is we are going to try to water. We are going to water every one of those plots separate, okay? And so that will help us to decide whether or not we can save water. So again, I think this is something, you know, it's just pure serendipity. You know, we started looking at something and realized there were actually more interesting issues. So if you have any questions, comments, and of course, these are the ones who make this work possible.